welcome to Ashaholics, brought to you by Julieland.com, and we're sitting here in the coolest place in the world for the coolest site. And I am with here today Alex Chance. Please say hello.
Hi.
And today's topic is all about you. Don't you feel special?
Yay.
So, Alex, nobody knows you here in the Julieland universe yet. We're going to make that happen. Tell me who you are.
Well, I'm Alex Chance. Let's see, I'm 24. I've been doing porn for almost 2 years. God, it's been 2 years.
What? See, 2 porn years is like 10 years in real life.
Yeah, I'm just like, huh. Yeah, at the end of August of 2011 was when I shot my first scenes for Score in Florida.
Oh, awesome. I know Score. So what made you get into the industry? Are you just a highly sexual person and couldn't contain it?
Well, I was kind of a big slut. I'm actually less of a slut now that I'm in porn, which is funny.
I know. You got to get paid to fuck. Shit. Give me some incentive.
But yeah, I did an amateur scene back in 2010 out here, and I wasn't sure if it was something I really wanted to do or not.
For sure.
And then one of my friend's wives was a contract girl for Score in Florida, and he's like, hey, you should really do this. Can I take some pictures of you to send them? You should really do this, and bug me for like a whole summer about it. And then I was like, all right, fuck it. Send him pictures. I didn't even think like anything was really going to come of it.
Did he just want to get you naked and see your tits?
Oh, no. He'd see me naked before.
Have you seen these tits? Look at these tits right here. They're spilling out of her shirt as we speak.
Quit staring at him.
She's played with them.
I've played with them.
But yeah, I finally was like, all right. But he'd see me at least nearly naked at the bar I used to cocktail at. I didn't wear much. Schoolgirl skirt and that was more like a belt and a top that was like a piece of fabric.
There you go. Wow.
But yeah, so he took some pictures of me, like just cell phone pics, and then sent them off to Score, and then I worked for them, and then went back a second trip the next month to work for Reality Kings and Bang Bros, then decided to make the move out to LA.
So you started out taking cock right away.
I did.
Just dove right in.
I did. I like the cock. I like the ladies, but I like the cock too. Actually, it took me longer to do a girl-girl scene.
I feel like when girls start out taking cock right away, it really does take them a while to like get into the girl-girl side because they figure, well, you must not really like girls if you went straight for the dick. But that's not true.
I was like, I like both, goddammit.
Well, the awful thing is the agencies won't even take you if you don't take cock lately.
Well,
peer pressure.
There's more money in that.
That's porn, the, and
there's
pressure.
And yeah, but there's more money in that. Plus, there's the limited, you know, companies that are doing girl girl.
Yeah, girl girl shoots in waves. It doesn't shoot consistently.
I think it's more of like a peer pressure thing that you were saying lately. Because I've seen some girls that just got in the industry like less than 6 months ago
doing
girl girl only, and then I'm like, they're doing boy girl what?
I know girls that are like, oh yeah, my first scene was a 5-guy gangbang. I'm like, wow, go big or go home. And you didn't go home. So that's great. Okay, 2 years in, which feels like a long time. What's your favorite thing that you've done in 2 years? Like, is there a memorable scene that you'll never forget?
Should the question be, who's your favorite thing you've done?
Yeah, who's your favorite thing?
I did a public disgrace that was amazing for
what
kink.com.
Was the setting?
It was in the armory in the bar there.
Okay.
That's not really public.
Though. I mean,
but see, like
there was people though.
If you do it at a Chipotle, I'm impressed.
Actually, mine was at a video rental store in San Francisco.
Really?
And we didn't have any extras when I did it. So Kat, who you know, shot Kat. Or you know Kat, at least. Kat ran across the street.
No, I shot Kat eating you. Remember that?
Okay, well, yeah, that's right. That's right. How could I forget? So Kat runs across the street to this, like, smoothie shop and takes all the employees out of it, closes the smoothie shop down because there's no business, and has them all jump in and drink beer for my public disgrace.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was John Strong and Princess Donna, who's absolutely amazing.
Nice.
It was a better experience than I could have ever thought it would be. She fisted me. It was great.
I was actually supposed to work with Donna for my public disgrace, but she happened to be in Russia or out of the country at the time.
She does all sorts of cool stuff like that.
Exactly. So I ended up working with Mark Davis, is that right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Mark Davis. It's been so long since I've seen him, I can't remember. And now I can't remember the girl, but she had long blonde hair, super cute.
Actually, Alice Frost ended up joining in on it because she was already there. And then they were like, hey, well, why don't you just go ahead and get in on this? So she ended up being a little more hardcore than me in it because she did the anal. Don't do the anal yet.
I like how you just throw the other girl to anal. You're like, nope, go ahead.
Yeah.
I do like, that all the time. I'm like, oh, you're willing to do more than me? That's cool. We'll put the spotlight on you.
She had a horsey tail in her butt.
A horsey tail.
It's like you get to the point, you're like, if you want to do all the work, go right ahead.
Yeah, it was it was crazy. That it was just like, it was just so awesome. And I was, I had a hood on, which was crazy for me.
Were you blindfolded?
Well, it was like a hood thing.
Oh, okay.
So you can't see like, you know, a blindfold, you can kind of see some kind of light or something. Mm-hmm. You can't see anything.
Blindfolding is fun.
I like blindfolding.
I was just blindfolded on Friday.
Yeah, I blindfolded somebody recently.
It's fun.
So you and I recently did a movie together for Girlfriend Films.
Southern Hospitality.
Southern Hospitality was the name. I should know that because I had to narrate this entire movie.
Oh, how did that go?
Is this the one you had to get overalls for?
Yes, this is the one I searched all over the fucking place.
Did you even end up wearing your overalls?
No, I
didn't wear mine either.
I didn't end up wearing my overalls. I ended up wearing these like leather shorts and this like little bra top because they wanted me to be a badass redneck. I was like, mother of the family, first wife, because they had multiple wives, even though we weren't set in
Utah. I was the third wife.
She was the third and newest wife. And so I pretty much get tired of everybody being mistreated because we get bombarded by this other redneck moonshine family. And I just take a gun and I start like being a badass. But
I was actually wearing these shorts in the movie.
I think you were wearing the white version of that top also.
Weren't you wearing her in the movie?
I was.
At one point, she was wearing me in the movie.
Yeah, actually, we had a threesome with, it was her and I, and then the other wife, who was Dillian Harper, but she was kind of left out a little.
Well, yeah, because she's hurt that she's not, you know, like the prize new wife anymore. So she kind of, you know, is a little standoffish to the
scene. Middle child kind of a thing.
Yeah, the middle child syndrome, exactly.
Brady.
This movie, I was so pissed because I was sitting there as they were casting for it, and they're like, do you know anybody who can talk in a southern accent? And I'm like, well, not very many people. Like, good luck having people fake that. And I was like, I don't want any part in this. And so then they hire me for the lead part, and I have to narrate the entire movie in a southern accent.
Well, how could you not suggest Lexi Bell?
I don't know that they could afford like I know, but like
after
budget.
After her episode,
after 7 minutes in heaven with Lexi Bell,
there was
an episode where we did 7 minutes in heaven with Lexi Bell, and I can't remember who the guest was, but she
Liz.
Was Liz Taylor. She's from Georgia or something like that.
I love.
So we
Liz.
Throw her off completely, and Lexi interviews her in a southern accent.
What?
Yeah, pretty genius.
Liz was just looking at her the whole time, like, what the fuck.
It was funny though, and Bisco was like, so could it be like more southern? Like,
I know, he's like, get more southern. I'm like, give me more beer.
Exactly. And then he was bitching about the beer.
Oh yeah, they let me go, and like, well, I guess I can't say this, I drank beer before I got to set. There was no beer on set. There was absolutely none.
Not at all.
I drank beer off set. Yeah. So
out of the view of the production team,
while I have time to talk to you about more films that you've done, you recently just did for Hustler, I believe, Girls Triple X, which is the parody of the HBO show that's out right now.
Yes.
How did you like that? You played the main character, which is actually Lena Dunham's character.
Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. I was, when I was approached for it actually by, Rob Smith over at Hustler, I had never watched the show.
I was going to ask you that.
Did
was
you
my
start
question.
Watching it?
Yeah, I
research?
Actually binge watched it. I watched the whole season in less than 24 hours.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was because I was like, I've never watched this show. I think that's the character who wants to play. I don't know. I'm just going to watch the whole thing.
So what did you think of the character that you had to play?
She's kind of a selfish girl.
Yeah, she is a selfish girl on the show. She's a shitty friend.
She really is. Like, she's not that great. And she thinks
we say narcissist?
She's a total narcissist.
Yeah, she thinks that she's like the best person ever and that the whole world revolves around her. And if everyone isn't paying attention to her, then fuck them.
And her feelings are hurt really easily. She's in this, what I would call a dead-end relationship for a lot of the season. And she keeps, you know, kind of pushing for his attention
and he's a bad guy, like he is not a nice guy.
He's not nice. He's very socially awkward.
Losers attract losers.
And actually Richie played the character didn't he?
Yeah, he Richie did. He played Adam. I've actually never worked with Richie before. I've known Richie for actually a lot of the time I've been in porn. And it's just, you know those people that you're like, oh, I've wanted to work with you for a while, but it's never, like with us, like it just, it takes forever
it
sometimes.
It took over 2 years.
It did.
That's happening to a lot of people lately. I'm like coming full circle in my porn repertoire, and now I'm like banging people that I should have banged a long time ago.
but yeah, so the scene with Richie, though, was funny because we had a candy ball gag.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, oh, because I saw in the script it said there was a ball gag. I was like, all right, cool. And then it ended up being a candy ball gag.
Candy ball.
And the candy ball gags are good and bad because it's a jawbreaker, so it gets smaller.
But it's also
at the
sticky.
Same time, you're...
Yeah, and it's sticky, and it would like fall out of my mouth. And then it would get like stick to my hair and my neck, and then it would leave like a weird like red residue here. And then I would be going to give a blowjob, and then I would get candy.
Was this like a white jawbreaker? So it's leaving all this white.
No, it was
residue.
Red. Oh, that would be funny if it was white.
I used the white one with Bobby and Aiden Starr. Oh, and it was like so messy. I was just all
Yeah, it was. And then I had sugar.
Are the worst
I had
candy.
Sugar all over my vagina. Like it was.
Oh no.
I mean, I'm sure it looked really hot. He actually had me crawl on the floor when I got in. Because she's, you know, trying to be all in control and all
so,
worried.
So, no, like, the difference between...
Is the DVD out?
No, not it comes out. It will come out in time for AVN noms. I'm not sure when that is. It's sometime between now and the end of September.
Yeah. So, what I was reading about was the girls' parody actually focuses more on your character and Adam's character's relationship rather than the other girls, which sounds interesting. But what I really wanted to talk about was, you know that... Lena Dunham herself has a lot of things to say about this
parody. I've been reading up on it. I actually just recently did a response to that for the Atlantic Wire.
Okay.
And a couple photos were released from it, which was cool.
Now, for our viewers, I'm going to read off the comments that she had to say.
Oh, they're pretty fantastic, actually.
She first tweets, I wish I had a better attitude about the girls' porn parody. I can really never predict what will trouble me, and it's simply exhausting. That's a shitty fucking comment.
It's just like, a lot of shit bothers me. I'm really sensitive.
I'm just like my character, essentially. And then she goes on to say exactly what's uncomfortable about it. She says, one, because Girls is, at its core, a feminist action, while Hustler is a company that markets and monetizes a male idea of female sexuality. This was retweeted over 1,000 times. And then two, because a big reason I engage in simulated on-screen sex.
She has a lot of softcore sex in the show.
She is the most naked out of that show.
She's more
naked
than
I know.
Think on like Game of Thrones or any of the other shows.
Okay, I'm going to first, if you got any more comments, I'm going to say
something. There's, I got to read the rest of this one.
Go ahead.
But her second comment, because a big reason I engage in simulated on-screen sex is to counteract a skewed idea that art created by prolification of porn, Big words. Okay, and then three, because it grosses me out.
Okay.
But hold on.
Go ahead.
This girl has more simulated sex scenes than I've seen. She runs around naked for half the show. And it's just...
I knew there was a reason why I didn't watch the show. I just don't want to see her naked.
Yeah, and it's just... The thing with me is it's, you know, I... You know, maybe that's an idea from the 70s or something, but... You know, porn is very female positive now. It's not.
But I don't think this show is very female positive when you think about her character. Her character is like the worst of all
girls.
She's
a cunt.
Like, the reason why girls have a bad reputation, to say the least. Right. You know, she is selfish and she's narcissistic. She only cares about her boyfriend. She doesn't actually care about her friends, everybody.
And she calls her friends like bad friends when they're not actually being bad
friends.
I just
want to say this about Lena. I don't know you, Lena, but you know, you've got your 10 minutes of fame and everything like that. Just shut up. Let people do what they're going to do.
Do you know what would be highly...
She should take it as a compliment that even Mimi cares enough to do a parody of your shit.
Exactly.
I mean, and also too, it's like, it's going to be out and no one will care. And the more noise you make, the more pub it's going to get.
I know, that's the
it's
great
It's like,
part.
If she said nothing at all...
wonderful publicity.
It's great because people that would have never known about
exactly.
it, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh shit, I probably want to watch that when it comes out.
When you think about the show... Half of the American population isn't going to watch it because it's called Girls. Like,
right.
Nobody really cares.
But the thing, too, is like, what? It's that I get the feminist, you know, point of view. I totally understand that because Scarlett talks a lot about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But also, look, women, you know, even normal women, which we just had on last week's episode, was about, you know, women do look at porn these days and all kinds, and they grow up with it as just as much. And some girls exactly. like it. Some girls want to perform.
I watched porn before I was even in porn.
I still don't watch it.
Exactly. You know, I watch, but I'm just saying, weird shit.
I'm just saying, like, you know, she's just on her high horse, you know, trying to think, you know, what she's making is crap anyways, and no one will care.
I actually had a girl in that movie too.
Oh, that's good, because she's not lesbian in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, with Marnie.
I think that's a really good opening for it. So you actually have a blog as well. It's alexchance.xxx.com.
Uh-huh.
Where else can I find you?
On Twitter, at alexchance.xxx.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Do you not own alexchance.com?
Funny story. Someone bought that.
Okay. Happens all the time.
My first weekend in porn.
Yeah, probably.
And now it's selling for, I think, $1,200 on GoDaddy.
Okay. No, I just wondered.
Yeah.
I always ask these questions because you don't own yours either.
I don't own mine either, but I didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, Alex Chance XXX on Twitter, Alex Chance XOXO on Facebook.
Wow.
Oh, Facebook. I haven't heard someone have one of those exactly. in a while.
Wow. I'm a lazy bum and my Twitter forwards to my Facebook.
Do you have a Tumblr too?
Oh, there you go.
Actually, my website is my Tumblr.
Okay. And do you have a MySpace?
Do not.
I still have a
I actually have
what,
my old what about one.
What about an AOL chat room?
I look at the Google Analytics from my blog, and there's like always one or two searches from AOL. Oh, I'm like, where do you come from?
Yeah, exactly. There's a few people out
there. I just think of the dial-up sound in my head.
Yeah. Okay, so one more time before we leave, everyone high and dry, where do we find you? Again, it's AlexChanceXXX on Twitter or AlexChanceXXX.com for the blog, plus all the other ones that we plugged. Do you have any last words to all these Ashaholics out there?
Watch my porno. I hope you like it.
It's pretty intense. I highly suggest it, especially our scene that's going to be coming
out. Yeah, go check out Southern Hospitality from Girlfriend Films. I think it should be out around August, September-ish. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ash, I got a question. Since she's not here, she's not going to hear this, I'm sure, but is she any good?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
She's filthy.
You can tell me later, though,
she's
the truth.
Filthy.
You'll tell me the truth later, right?
She loves it. I mean, wait till you put her and Samantha together, possibly. Oh, man. Your floor is going to need to be, like, waxed, disinfected,
somebody
clean.
Likes to get, you better like to get punched and hit and beat up.
All right, everyone, fuck off. Thanks.